Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Welcome, everyone, to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Listen, we have a great show for you today. It's going to be a really doozy. It's going to be controversial. Let me go ahead and give you the title. It's called Child Endangerment. And we're going to dive into this discussion right after this commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone.
Have you ever had a day that you planned to accomplish a gazillion of things, but distractions interrupted your commitment and you achieved nothing? There's a perfect solution to the madness. Try journaling on your busiest days. We offer 6 amazing cool designs of journal entry journals starting at $5.99. These journals are designed to improve your goal productivity. So what are you waiting for? Order now at comfortingpromises.com. Click on the e-store tab. Your day will be happier you did.
Welcome back to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Again, our subject is called child endangerment. There is a story that has appeared on the news on May the 29th about a private prep school in New York called Delton School. The parents is outraged over a masturbation video for first graders. They became aware of this video and they were outraged. They reached out to the school and the school gave justification as to the video. It was a health and wellness class, apparently. But they became outraged. And I was sitting there reading about this. The kids, one of the parents in the story stated that they paid this school $55,000 just to give them explicit porn literacy to their first grader. One of the parents says that we are discussing with our grandparents about how to hug our grandchildren, but yet the school is presenting pornographic materials to first graders. Now, listen, you guys, I'm sitting there reading this and I was livid. I do not have children. So I became very angry at the whole thing about the person that's showing this video to children, that they have no mindset to know that this is wrong. They have no mindset to know that this is pornographic material to minors. They have no knowledge of this, which makes me a little nervous because I was sitting there thinking, I'm not going to go into the story. You can actually look it up. But I just want to just talk about what this really is, because this is showing pornographic and discussing pornographic material to first graders. You are explicitly discussing private things to minors that are not your children. It is in the same subject, in the same platform, when we talk about child pornography and you have presented child pornography to children and the parents is not there with you as you discuss this. This is illegal, I'm thinking, and all factors. You can't even get away from the fact that it's illegal. Although this is a private prep school, it's still illegal. It's still pornography. It is still discussing a subject and the parents is not there to oversee it. You cannot arrest a child without the parent and a lawyer being present when you are investigating or questioning a minor when legal things are presented. But now you're stating that, oh, the parent does not have to be present as a teacher or educator present something that is also in the legalistic perception. No matter how you look at this, it's still illegal. It's still pornography. It's still a explicit material. And I clicked on the video and I was listening to it. Of course, you can take anything and make it childlike. You can take any adult material and make it childlike. Give them children presentations and divorces like a child, and then you can present them with adult material. As a first grader, their mind is not even thinking about adult things. They're not even stimulated at this point about adult things. They haven't even learned to like vegetables at this point. So you're just going to skip over the steps of a childlike mindset and give them something that they cannot handle. Not only this is illegal, but not only it's illegal spiritually. You're opening their I call it the soul, to have so many different things that's happening to them at this moment when you're presenting material that they cannot handle. I was listening to this and I'm thinking, okay, now I don't know what parent is not going to be upset because I'm angry. But me personally, you know what? It would never been good for me to be a parent, because I began to start thinking everybody would be sued. Everybody would be sued. Everybody would have a lawsuit. Everybody would be arrested, because whoever created the material for this video, whoever published this video, whoever drew the characters in this video, who produced this video, who edited the video, the voices that is speaking for the characters, the mail delivery of the video, everyone that is involved in this video, creating this video, sending it to the educator, they will all be sued. They will all have a lawsuit, because you mean to tell me at all the hands that had to do with producing this video before you even got to the educator, before you even got to Delta's parents' knowledge and to the school, you mean to tell me no one had any questions about the material and that this material is going to first graders? It never dawned on anyone, because at the point of someone sitting down at a table creating the logistics of the video and what to say to a child, because you have to think about how to present this material to first graders, number one. Then you had to type it up. Then you had to publish this legally. Then it had to be produced, and it had to be into a digital format. With all the hands that was involved in producing this video, you mean to tell me no one questioned the material? No one questioned the legalistic behind what is being presented? That what makes me a little nervous. It never a signal to say this is illegal, this is pornography, this material is too young for children. No one was alerted. That makes me a little nervous. Because this is pornographic, and it is also illegal to present pornographic. This is what child pornography is lured by, and we say arrest the people who are luring our children, giving them pornographic things, human trafficking. But yet this is not in the same category. I'm sorry, it is in the same category. Presenting adult material to children without the parents being there beside them to hold their hands, to listen to what the teacher is presenting to their children. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm telling you, it would not be good for me to be a parent, because everyone will have a lawsuit on their hands, including the school, including the people who created this video, who published this video. Whether or not everyone would be arrested, but that would be in my mindset. But first, I would have to go in and start to pray over my children to make sure that they are covered and protected, because now you have opened their soul, their minds to something that spiritually, number one, cannot handle. And it causes a division in their growth and learning, because this, what they're talking about, is a part of their life that they should encounter at 16 or 18, you know. And furthermore, what they're talking about is something that who talks about this with their children? But if you have to, the parent, the mother, and the father will sit down with their children and they will discuss it with their kids based on how they know their children and how they know how their children will receive such a graphic material. The teacher and the parent and the person who created this video cannot assume that role because they do not individually know a person's child. This is an individual teaching from a parent who knows their children, who knows the history and the lineage of their family. This is not something that you will present at a school for just a generic discussion with everyone's children. This is a very delicate situation. I promise you, everyone will have a lawsuit. And now that this issue has happened, I really hope that the parents do not allow this to just fall behind a shelf somewhere. I pray that they press through and sue everybody, because the teachers and the administrators there at the school, they don't think anything is wrong with the explicit porn literacy. They consider this as a workshop for prep school. And I'm saying workshop. How do you have a workshop with something that you did not give the parents alert that we're going to talk about their body parts? We're not talking about that they're going to medical school and they're learning about what bone is connected to another bone. We're talking about something that ecstasy, that will be arousal, to cause them to be erratic, something they cannot handle. What is that? No, this is porn. It's a slight way of porn. This is a slight way of opening up their soul to introduce porn, to cause division within their spirit, soul, and body and mind. Then they come and go home with this same spirit. It is very important that these parents take upon themselves and begin to pray over their children. That's number one, that they have to oversee prayer, because I would be very angry. I'm one of them people who won't quit until this is a bill or a law that is in place that schools and teachers and educators understand the legalistic part about this, because, yes, it needs to be alerted. We're running around here having marches and having all these things about laws and things that are coming against humanity. This is one of the things that also needs to be addressed. This is too young for first graders. In fact, this should even be discussion in school. Who thought about that? We're pressing the mark here. I don't know what's going on with the United States, but this is too much. But listen, you guys, I don't want to go into too much of the story because I really got angry, and I'm trying to make sure that I don't allow my anger to come across on this video that was presented to these first graders on this podcast. But I am really angry about it. And but unfortunately, because I do not have children, this is one of these things that, to me, I cannot take upon myself to fight a battle that does not relate to me, but I can bring it awareness that this is an issue. This is pornographic. There's nothing that you cannot say to me that this is not pornographic. This is not porn. It is porn, but it is a sly way presenting porn. It's still porn. You know, you have, and I always talk about fruit. When you have an apple, you can make an apple into applesauce. You can make it into an apple pie. You can make it into apple chips. But guess what? It's still an apple. It came from an apple. No matter how many times that you can change this apple into all these different recipes, it's still an apple. Same thing here. No matter how you try to present it, how you try to discuss it, how do you try to categorize it, how you try to formalize it, how you try to break the words down to a childlike behavior, it's still porn. is still the foundation of pornographic illicit material. That is illegal. No matter how you look at it, it's still illegal. And it's still child pornography. No matter how you look at it, it's still child pornography. But listen, you guys, I don't want to go into too much of the story, but listen, we have to not sleep on things like this because our children is our future. And we have to make awareness, knock on the doors of the Capitol, the Senate, Washington, the president. We have to deal with this on a political stance so we can make a law to know what are the educators are teaching our children and what age is it allowed to discuss this. Because I took a health and wellness class and I was in the 10th grade. We never discussed this. Now, we did discuss certain sexual things, but it was not pertaining to arousal. It was talking about our, what we really discussed. We talked about the health clinic have people who are professionals can talk about this, and we had professionals that come in, but they never went into a private body part, what you can do to arouse yourself. They never discussed that. We have to find out what age our children are allowed to hear about things that's pertaining to sexual promiscuous at a level without the parent being there with the child. That is something legally we have to discuss and have to present it to the politicians. And we have to get a law to say educators cannot do that without the parent being next to the child as the teacher is being explained these subjects. We have to go forward and do that. Because otherwise, these parents really need to sit down with an attorney and file charges against whoever responsible for the video. Number one, yes, I will go with the person who created this video, who created the material, because they just as an illegal as the teacher who was presenting this material. But listen, you guys, this is the end of our podcast, and I want to thank you for staying with me and just watching the videos, watching the podcast, listening to the podcast. And I hope you enjoy your weekend. Until next week, this is your girl Sonya Buchanan with the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. See you next week. Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to sonyabuchanan.com. For information about Comfort and Promises broadcast community, you can go to comfortandpromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye, you guys.